For better or for worse, many of us said those words on our wedding day, not really realizing how difficult the for worse part can be, especially if your spouse is feeling depressed. I'm John Fuller, and this came up during a recent Focus on the Family broadcast. Jim Daly and I talked with Ted and Nancy Lowe about loving your spouse well during both the highs and the lows of life.
Ted, Nancy, we mentioned the importance of humor in the marriage, which I appreciate. That's so critical. I think it's gotten Gene and I through a few things. But sometimes in life, you hit tragic moments, and humor isn't the tool. It's a heavy situation. It might be a prodigal child, might be a diagnosis of cancer, the loss of a parent or a sibling or something like that, something heavy. How do you get through those moments? And I think, Ted, you experienced something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom passed away when I was a kid, and her sister said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to take care of you for my brother and I. And so when she hit 49 years old, I mean, she was in great, great health. She got an infection and passed away within a couple of days.
How old were you then?
37.
And you're 10 when your mom passed away. So a second loss.
Yeah, a second loss. And her son, who was like my brother, had actually passed away of a drug overdose a couple of years earlier. And so I went from being what I thought was very light and fun to really heavy, really, really heavy. I was sad. My heart was broken. And I told Nancy, I said, you need to write a book on how to help people with grief. And it would take an index card, because she would just pat me on the chest and she goes, your heart is just so broke. It's so crazy. I'm so sorry. Your heart, I just feel so bad for your heart. She said that. I bet she said it 1,000 times. Huh. And that's all I could take. And that's all I could hear. And it was all that I needed. And so those were heavy times. And I didn't handle them well a lot of times. I didn't know what to do. Mm. And so when I started to come out of this, I thought, you know what? I need to stop the heaviness. And I said something, what I thought was funny to her one day, and she looks at me and she goes, I'm like, are you Christian mooing at me right now? I think you are. I said, that was supposed to be funny. And I'll never forget the look on her face. She goes, it was like, oh, he's back. And so I think it's one of those things that sometimes people, if life feels too heavy or a job situation, whatever that situation is, it's important to keep laughing. It's important to keep smiling. It's important to keep enjoying life, because those that love us the most don't want us to live the way I was living, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
but
you.
there is that processing time.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, giving yourself a time to grieve is important too, so
yes.
It's not fake.
Absolutely.
But you want to pull up, and that's where your spouse can really be that anchor for you in a good way to say, okay, where are you at? Has a year been enough? 2 years? But it can take time.
Yeah, and I took too long. Yeah. That was my thing. And she was very, very patient with that. I took too long. Mm. And so absolutely, you'd want to process. And I did see a grief counselor, and she kind of helped me process some things. But you're exactly right. You need that time, but you also need that joy.
Nancy, it sounds like you really handled that well. What were the insights you were running with to say, okay, Ted's struggling?
I just didn't have words. I didn't know what to say. I also think, too, the credits in the bank, that's the only way I know how to say it, leading up to that we had deposited into each other, totally affected that time and made it where it didn't break us. And I feel like there's always going to be huge things, probably, in our life that happen. And just in the past few years, we've had some tough times, and I feel like those credits in the bank of the kindness and the fun and the laughter are things that we have drawn on in those scary times. Mm-hmm. And I just have always said, oh gosh, in those scary times, like if we didn't like each other, if we didn't have each other, oh my goodness, I can't imagine trying to do this.
Yeah. You speak to this observation. You know, Gene and I on occasion will say, I don't know how they do it without faith in God. I mean, it's a common thing for us as believers to say about a couple going through tragedy or loss or where they don't have that foundation of Christ. How do you process that? I mean, with your unbelieving friends, do you have friends like that? Have you said that about couples you know?
You know, I think, you know, they don't get it. They don't understand it. I think the best thing we can do is them to see it. I think one of the things that we do is never give people a tried answers when they're hurting. God needed another angel or those kind of things, or they're better off, they're in a better place. No, for me, they're not in a better place. They're, you know, I want them here. That's the best place for me. So I think it's not being trite. It's not being Christianese. It's just being there with them, being present for them, and them seeing Christ through you lived out. Say, wow, they survived that, because our whole families, some are believers and some aren't. They got to watch that process, and we were, you know, very expressive about our grief. You know, I did the funeral as a pastor. I did the funeral, wept at one point during that. And so I think it, sometimes it's these low points where people find how tender and loving Jesus really is.
Yeah.
That they found a different God than they thought he was.
Yeah. And I, again, if you're living in that moment where you're in a valley, call us here at Focus. We want to wrap our arms around you, love on you, hopefully give you some insights that aren't trite, that are biblically based, that can help you move ahead like Nancy did with Ted, to be able to say, okay, let's pick up the pieces now. Let's get moving. And there will come that point in time.
Yeah, and Jim, I've used our counseling services here for my own family and some circumstances we've dealt with. Let me invite our listeners to give us a call. It's 800-A-FAMILY, or stop by focusonthefamily.com/broadcast to get in touch with that counseling team.